Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Never gets old, kids. John McDonough, the president and CEO of your Chicago Blackhawks, joins us from north of the border. You weren't deported, were you?
Not yet. Jay might be. He's been wandering around Montreal wearing a Stanley Cup ring, trying to be noticed. So they might try to get him back in the States soon.
In Montreal, wearing a Stanley Cup ring has got to be like a beautiful girl in a low-cut dress. Doesn't everybody look?
Yeah, it's. I didn't wear mine last night, but it's. I think it's about as big as you can get here. This is the Mecca. I'd probably say Toronto and Montreal are the Mecca. So I'm sure the Stanley Cup ring would play pretty big here.
And Jay Blunk runs around and he flashes it so it reflects off the sunlight, that kind of move?
When you have nothing else going for you, you've got to try something like that. Hey, look at me.
Well, listen, you got to be very excited about the fact that the fellas are playing as well as they've played all year. And maybe even bigger news, because obviously it's nice to win. Your coach, Coach Q, you guys got another deal done. So I guess I'd say thank you to you first. Thanks for getting him re-signed.
Well, that's great, Steve. Thank you. And I really enjoy hearing him on your show all the time with you and Dave, and he has a lot of fun. But he's just been a perfect fit for us since day one. He has the right touch with this group. He's kind of a less is more coach. He has the respect of the players, the veterans. The young players know that they've got to earn their ice time. And it's just a very healthy culture that Joel has created. But he's the ultimate winner. Soon he's going to be the second winningest coach in the history of the NHL, behind Scotty, who is our senior advisor, obviously. But it's something Rocky and Stan and Al and I have talked about for probably 2 or 3 months, and it culminated, good timing, it culminated in concluding the other night. But we're very proud of Joel.
Yeah, and when you think back to when you made that coaching change in the early days, it was not an easy decision to make at the time. Was there something in particular that jumped off the page outside from the fact that he was already a proven NHL winner?
Well, in the conversations that I had with him before he was hired, I mean, he was just very candid. He didn't lead with his successes, really. He led with his flaws, and it just I just admired that. And he is he's a man's man, and he's a guy that is fun. You know, I hear the fun side of him on your show. Uh-huh. We enjoy being around him. He's got that intense look on the bench, and he's all business when it comes to hockey. But off the ice, he's a gentleman, he's a lot of fun, and we're so proud of him.
John, good morning. How do you assess the job that Stan Bowman has done to reconfigure this roster to the point where victory tonight pulls you into a tie with the Dallas Stars atop the Central, which looked like that would be a long shot just like about 3 weeks ago?
Well, so far, I think Stan's body of work, Dave, he's been the master of reinvention. When you have a salary cap and you have a hard cap and you only have a finite amount to spend, you've got to reinvent that roster every year. And he has the ability to do that. And there's just a different model now. A few years ago, he introduced the concept of going after these college free agents and the European free agents, which has brought us Trevor Van Riemsdyk, Artemi Panarin, Eric Gustafson, and, you know, we've got our core of 7 or 8 players together, and they're going to be here for a while longer, and it's a very, very strong core. It's just putting those players around them, that supporting cast, those complementary players, that we have to be better than anybody in the NHL. Stan's done a terrific job. I'm so proud of him. He's very measured. He's very understated. He's a real deep thinker. And no knee-jerk decisions, but he, again, has just been a wonderful hire and a perfect fit for the Blackhawks.
One of the really good things you have instituted with the Blackhawks organization, as Q would say, is fan interactivity, and every company is trying to do it now, but it's more than, hey, send us your comments on something. And the one goal thing I think is really cool. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think if I'm right about that, the numbers on the fans' interaction with you as far as people sending in their one goal, what is their one goal? It's been pretty astounding. I think you guys are surprised about it, right?
Yeah, we are. It's, I think there's 44 million views on Facebook and 14 million videos on Facebook, and it's just been huge. Day one when we got there, we said that there's got to be a theme. There's got to be some substance to what we're doing, and we met with some ad agencies and everything, and it just didn't work. And so we just kind of put together, what are we really trying to say? And it was simply that our organization has one goal, and it's the continuity with our organization, whether it's with Joel or with Stan or with Al or the players. It's been a lot of continuity, and this one goal has been with us now for, I think, 8+ years. But the unique iterations that our agency, Ogilvy Chicago, has come up with, well, where they've kind of spun this into challenging our fans to submit, what's your goal? And then trying to fulfill some lifelong dreams from these fans. And I think it's been incredibly successful. There's going to be a few that are going to be debuting in the near future. But we've had a lot of fun with it. And certainly we think there's a lot of life in the whole One Goal campaign.
It's President and CEO of the Chicago Blackhawks, John McDonough, in the Breakfast of the Blackhawks segment, sponsored by our friends at MB Financial Bank. Dave?
And, the one thing I was going to add to that, John, is I think the thing that really makes it work in those videos is the players. I mean, your guys are so good with the winners. I mean, that's the amazing part to me.
You know, Dave, for professional athletes, the best way to summarize it, our guys get it. They understand, Steve. I know you've talked about this.
Well, they actually like the fans. You know, I mean, what a crazy concept. They actually like the paying customers.
They like the fans. They get it. I think they realize that they have been a part of something very unique, a special era in our city's history, in Blackhawks history. And there's a great sense of humility. You know, we call it at our place, we call it kind of a humble swagger. The fact that they've achieved a lot and the way they carry themselves. But there's a great deal of humility. And a lot of this, quite frankly, comes from Rocky Wirtz. From day one, he's kind of set the course for all of this. And, we're kind of taking his lead. And he's the master of relationships and a great, great leader and a great sounding board for me. But our guys really get the big picture. They do enjoy it. They enjoy the fan interaction. They enjoy coming to the Blackhawks convention. They enjoy coming on with you. They understand the importance of media, and they like it. And I think they're very good at it.
One of the, you know, Dave, you know this because you've been in this position a million times. But one of the best things is when the Hawks win, you get a 3 stars, and then one of the TV guys around the ice and interviewing the players. And Kane's great with thanking the fans. But everybody on the team, and it's not like they're reading from a script.
Right.
Everybody on the team looks around another packed house at the Madhouse and says, thanks. You know, we couldn't do it without you. And it's not some pre-written thing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, Steve, you know, we recognize there's no sense of entitlement despite the standard.
Oh, I have one. I have a total sense of entitlement.
We're going to get to that next. But there's no entitlement. These guys, we realize that we're not entitled to one more fan. We're not entitled to one more viewer, one more listener, one more win. And I think it's just that humble and hungry approach every day that these guys take that make them very, very different.
Well, John, after you get the win over Montreal tonight, you go on to Toronto, and you guys have some other business at the Hockey Hall of Fame tomorrow, huh?
Jewelry business.
Yeah, we've got some jewelry business for the, as we've said, one goal for the third time. We're presenting the Hockey Hall of Fame with a Jonathan Toews Stanley Cup ring. We'll be giving it this year to Phil Pritchard. In previous years, we had given it to former Blackhawk Bill Hay. And it's a tradition that was started a few years ago by Brian Burke, who's now president of hockey operations for the Calgary Flames, that every team who wins the Stanley Cup presents the Hockey Hall of Fame with the ring. So we go down there, and every time we go there, it's It's loaded with Blackhawks fans, and they're so proud of it. And it's a very, very, very nice ceremony. So we'll be doing that sometime tomorrow. And we leave Montreal tonight after the game. We get into Toronto tomorrow morning, and then we'll head over to the Hockey Hall of Fame. But it's a lot of fun, and I hope there are many more visits in our future.
I like our chances. Cindy Savas, or Savas, S-A-V-V-A-S, from Addison, gives us our question on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. And the question, John, for you is, of all these years, and I go back to the beginning of when you came over, and you didn't have an office, you didn't have a desk, all the way through a third cup, and obviously this phone call, a highlight for you. What was your most memorable year and why, from Cindy? Got to be tough to pick, but what was your most memorable year and why?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it was late in the 08-09 season. When we were really grinding it out, Stephen, we made so many changes in our organization, and it was really, really grueling, and there was just a lot of heavy lifting, and you just kind of felt you were hoping that the fans felt the vibration of change coming through our organization. But late in the third period of a game that we were leading in the 08-09 season, a fan in the 300 section unfurled a huge banner, and it just said, "The pride is back." And it kind of struck a nerve with me. It was really the first time that I felt as if, okay, we're going in the right direction. This was about the time we had just had the outdoor game at Wrigley Field, and the team was playing better, and I think we had acquired Brian Campbell and Cristobal Huey and some other things. But it was, I'll never forget that. It was kind of a watershed moment where, you know, they kind of sensed that good things could be coming. So I'll never forget that moment. It kind of teared me up a little bit.
No kidding. A real lump in the throat moment for Blackhawk fans. Well, you know, we're proud of all of you guys at the organization, and get a couple more on the road and have fun at the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Steve. Our wins sound so much better on WGN Radio. So let's get another one tonight.
Thanks, but I appreciate it. That's President and CEO of your Chicago Blackhawks, John McDonough. And from John McDonough to Jay Blunk on the business side and everybody over there, they're just a pleasure to work with.
Really are. And I think, you know, what John said about Stan Bowman, the job he's done with the roster, obviously Q. I mean, they've had the continuity. And that, I mean,
it's a big deal.
There's a lot to be said for that.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Stan Bowman is a magician. It was unbelievable.
Because when you win three championships and
well, everybody wants to play here, but you still got to make the math
you
work.
You still, that's the big thing. Yeah. You really have to figure it out.
Crazy.
And he's done a great job.
I'll give you a perfect example. Mary was offered a multi-year deal with the Hawks, and she turned it down to stay with this show. And I appreciate that kind of loyalty.
Thanks. But if it was the Powerball,
Yeah, so much for that, Steve.
I appreciate the loyalty.